The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod has settled into orbit again for a look at the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unreservedly geeky. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your tour guide as we relive what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this day in 1965, things were getting heavy in orbit. NASA launched Tyros 9, its latest experimental weather satellite, which was heavier than any of the previous Tyros satellites and carried more cameras to allow it to keep Earth in view at all times. The following year, it would score a weather satellite first. The first complete picture of weather patterns around the world within a single day. In 1984, Apple rolled out the Macintosh computer, a machine whose object-oriented point-and-click graphical user interface was almost alien to computer users who were accustomed to typing in commands at a prompt.
The real genius of Macintosh, Apple's newest personal computer, isn't its 32-bit microprocessor, or that it captures the power of a mainframe on a board 10 by 10 inches, or even that it costs half as much as computers half as powerful. The real genius of Macintosh is that you don't have to be a genius to use it. Macintosh. The computer for the rest of us.
Space Shuttle Discovery lifted off today in 1992 with Space Lab loaded in its cargo bay for 8 days of experiments in low gravity.
We have a go for main engine start. We have 3 main engines up and running. 3, 2, 1. Zero. And liftoff. Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery and the first International Microgravity Laboratory.
Houston is now controlling. Discovery and crew are rolling on course.
Roll program.
Roger roll, Discovery.
Roll maneuvers complete. Placing Discovery and crew heads down on the proper heading. Engines at 100%.
And in 1998, Endeavour took off for the 8th docking mission between an American space shuttle and Russia's Mir space station.
Endeavour Houston for Andy, what's it look like?
It's an impressive sight, actually. It's just amazing. It's been described as a big mosquito or dragonfly, and it's right. It's got all kinds of wings on it. It's an incredible sight.
This is Mission Control, Houston. Hatch opening and a first greeting between Mir 24 Commander Anatoly Soloviev and Mir STS 89 Commander Terry Wilcutt.
Thanks for coming to get me. Although I could have lived fine a lot longer psychologically, physically, but there's a lot of fun and good business to be done on Earth.
Born on this day in 1934, Bill Bixby, the human face, at least on TV, of The Incredible Hulk. And in 1940, actor John Hurt.
Good afternoon. I'm looking for the doctor.
Well, you've certainly come to the right place.
Good, right. Well, who are you boys? Oh, of course. Are you his companions?
His companions?
They get younger all the time.
John Wesley Shipp, star of the early 90s TV version of the superhero comic The Flash, was born today in 1956. And in 1993, Thomas Knight, who played Sarah Jane Smith's adopted alien son Luke in the Sarah Jane Adventures, was born.
That was definitely you.
We have an old saying in space. He who smelt it, dealt it.
He who said the rhyme committed the crime.
She who said the verse made the atmosphere worse.
We've encountered an alien race with gas problems before.
Oh, I know them. Nasty, murderous green things from the planet,
Raxocoricofallopatorius.
Well, close enough, Sonny.
Actor Heath Ledger died on this day in 2008. In 1977, there was yet another new face aboard the TARDIS, as the savage but inquisitive primitive warrior Leela boarded the time machine in part 4 of the Doctor Who story, The Face of Evil.
Doctor?
Leela! What are you doing here?
I thought you might need an escort. The creatures are still out here.
You don't need that, Leela. Goodbye.
Take me with you.
Why?
What? Well, you like me, don't you?
Well, yes, I suppose I do like you. But then I like lots of people. I can't go carting them around the universe with me. Goodbye. Come out of there. Out. Come out. Don't touch that!
In 1981, Star Trek's Mark Leonard guest starred on Buck Rogers in the 25th Century.
You two deserve a medal for that landing.
Captain, I would like an explanation for this forced landing.
It is obvious, Mr. Ambassador. Certain unknown elements are the cause of this situation.
Indeed, but aren't allowances made for such unknown equations when one captains a craft such as this? I was thinking that the delegates at Oasis, not to mention the crew of my own ship, will be acutely concerned about the delay.
Mr. Ambassador, we have other priorities to worry about right now.
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp One is available now, thelogbook.com's 396-page guide to Doctor Who on TV from 1963 through 2011, cross-referencing old episodes and new, and catching you up on the mythology of the longest-running science fiction series in TV history. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was written and produced by Earl Kane.